USA Radio News.
A traffic nightmare in Virginia along I-95, which started Monday, continued into Tuesday, and drivers are demanding answers from Virginia officials. Road crews struggled to reach hundreds of motorists on Tuesday after being stranded all night in freezing temperatures along the 50-mile stretch. As of early Tuesday afternoon, the Virginia Department of Transportation worked to reopen a large portion of I-95 and is warning travelers to expect congestion along major routes. Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pediatric pandemic high was 71. This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Apple is now worth $3 trillion.
Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is suing the Biden administration to block the Pentagon's vaccine mandate for the Texas National Guard, saying it contradicts his own order against punishing guardsmen who refuse a COVID-19 shot. In a letter on Tuesday, Abbott claimed the federal government has put Texas guardsmen in a, quote, difficult position. The lawsuit comes after Abbott told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin he will not impose a vaccine mandate on Texas National Guardsmen. And Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked an outcry on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin continues to push back against Build Back Better and the White House.
Negotiations on President Biden's Build Back Better plan are stalled after West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he wouldn't support it. Senator Manchin says he's willing to hear out supporters of Build Back Better.
We'll have to see what their desires are and what their priorities are right now. They feel very strongly about that, and I respect that. I just had a different opinion.
Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer wants a vote on the Build Back Better Act later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. health officials are explaining why they recently shortened COVID-19 isolation and quarantine recommendations. They also clarified the guidance applies to school kids and adults. However, the CDC is maintaining people who catch the coronavirus are not required to test in order to emerge from 5 days of isolation. Agency officials previously said the changes were in keeping with evidence that people with the coronavirus are most infectious in the 2 days before and 3 days after symptoms develop. Washington Football's president Jason Wright announced on Tuesday that the organization would be unveiling its new team name on February 2nd. News of the new name comes nearly a year after the previous name, the Redskins, was retired. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.